Hi, welcome to Hello Dysfunction. I'm Padafria.
I'm Crystal.
This is episode 287. Again.
Yep.
It's Groundhog Day.
Have no idea. I didn't fucking, apparently I didn't hit record hard enough on the camera. So this is round two.
Yeah, we're doing Thanks it again. This has happened before. It's been years, but this has actually happened before. And probably it's very fucking frustrating.
Yeah, probably about maybe three times total we've had to do it before. But oh my God, we haven't had to do it. It's been like probably years that we've, at least a year, year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Re-recording, I only remember having to do that once at the studio, having to redo it. Usually we would just push it through with no video, or we would push it through using the audio that was on the camera or something like that.
We had to do it here before. We had to re-record.
So here we are.
I fucked up. Good times.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, we want it on time and we want our content to be a certain level of quality. So, we don't want to skimp you guys.
And after having video forever, we can't not have fucking video.
Yeah.
I know. So,
how was your weekend? What did you do over the weekend?
Oh, I took care of my client that has Parkinson's and Lewy body dementia. And it's a rough client. It is the hardest client I've ever had. And it's not physical exertion. It's I can't take my eye off them. Every minute they're getting up and doing something, there's no quiet. There's no sitting for 5 minutes. Yes, and because of the Lewy body dementia, she hallucinates. So I've had to tell her, you know, we've had a 15-minute conversation before about how there's really not people on the roof. This weekend she kept yelling, "I don't even work here. I don't even work here." And I was like, "That's right, you don't work here, Linda."
Oh my God.
You don't know what she told me?
What? Does she think you're stealing or something? I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people that have relatives with dementia and shit or Alzheimer's, and that's like part of it. They get accused by their grandmother and shit of fucking stealing.
At first, when I used to, because the bathroom's down the hall, when I would go to the bathroom, she'd be like, "What are you doing down there?" I'm like, "I'm going to the bathroom." I even started leaving the door cracked so she could see I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But she told me, "You better not eat the kids' candy." Mind you, the kids don't even have no fucking candy.
You were in there. The kids don't have candy. Like, what?
They don't have candy right now. Christmas is over.
What?
Yeah, she was like, "You better not eat the kids' candy." Because there used to be a calendar with, like, candies in it. So she told me this weekend, "You better not eat the candy. You better not use Nikki's whipped cream in there." Because I put whipped cream on my coffee.
Oh, and she said, she talks to you like that.
Yes. And then she told me,
God.
First of all, I said, because there's a dog there and the dog loves me. I love the dog and I give her little snuggles. And she said, "I can't see any reason why a dog would need snuggled."
Oh my fucking God.
And then she said,
"Do you have to constantly remind yourself, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, just be nice?"
Yeah. 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 Then she said, hold on.
I did not know she'd be talking like that.
"You better not let that dog jump on you, and you better not be giving it too much love. She gets jealous when my attention is given to the dog."
Okay, rewind. So I know who this is because they are part of like a preschool that Pease was going to.
Yes.
And if you guys remember, a while ago when I found out she had these, are they illnesses, conditions?
Yeah.
I didn't know, because she looks very, you know.
She just walks really hunched over.
Yeah, she just looks like a, you know, an older lady that's moving a little slower. She doesn't look like anything's wrong with her. She gets dressed every day. You know, she'd be sitting outside reading her book. I used to think she was fucking rude to me. And I was like, she don't like me.
She's
like,
sassy. She,
yeah. And I, you know, I remember like saying hi to her a few times and her not saying anything back and shit. And so I just thought she was like an older lady with an attitude. I didn't think anything was wrong with her. And so finding all this out is like, oh my fucking God.
So she does this thing, and I've paid attention, so I know it's intentional. Mm-hmm. I have permission to go outside and smoke.
You have permission to whoop her.
Girl, I have been permission to go. If you want to sometimes. But I got permission to go outside and smoke a cigarette out back, right?
Yeah, yeah, five at a time.
So when I, she
I
literally.
I think I need one, so.
All you.
I'll do this one.
Okay. She literally waits until I go outside and mm-hmm. light the cigarette. And then she'll come and go, I need to use the bathroom. I even set a trap. I waited until
you
after
asked her
she
first?
Used the bathroom. I took her to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Had her sit down, got her something to drink, everything set up. I stepped outside. 3 minutes later, Crystal, I need to go to the bathroom again.
I would just have her go first and then go outside. So then you're lying.
That's what I just did.
Oh, okay.
I did. I took her to the bathroom.
You're lying. You don't have
She's
to go to the bathroom.
She's doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
How do you respond when she says you better not be in that fucking whipped cream?
I laugh
shit?
At her.
You don't say like, okay. I would be like, bitch, come take it out my cup.
I laugh like, and I'm like, I always laugh and I'm like, Nikki told me I could have some.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm always
That's
like,
a good way.
I always am like, Nikki said.
Okay, good.
She talks hella shit. Nikki knows I told her, but she talks so much shit.
Are you serious? That's so, oh my
bitch,
God.
She said she's stealing my money.
What is the, oh God.
But it's the
that
dementia.
That would be hard to deal with.
So listen, when, you know, Nikki had got home, this is my client's sister. I had said, you know, I don't know how you don't cry yourself to sleep every night because.
Yeah. That would be so fucking
Not only
hard.
Is it watching your sibling like the, you know, deteriorate like this, but.
And not be themselves.
It's so fucking tiring. Like, I slept through my alarm the next morning and was 5 minutes late to work because I was so fucking tired.
She's constantly on the go, huh?
On the go. And she's like a danger to herself.
Yeah.
So you can't like not watch her, you know?
God.
It's so much. But when she starts her crazy talk, it's so funny. Like when she starts talking shit, it's just hella funny. Hey, when she told me, don't you give that dog too much love.
And you better. You
and
better
I can't
not
see a reason
that-
why a dog would need to be snuggled.
Don't talk to me like that. But don't fucking do- like, I don't know. I would
I
have
just
to
laugh.
Not, you're familiar with it. I'm not familiar with it. So I would, it would catch
like,
me
bitch?
Off guard. I'd be like, bitch, I'm in this whipped cream. What are you going to fucking do?
I laugh. I just laugh about everything. And I'd be like, Linda. Nikki said, bitch, when she told me I can't see a reason why a dog would need to be snuggled.
Like, what? You're being mean. Stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's on
oh
purpose.
Oh, my God.
You know, and she's just, she's jealous if my attention goes to the dog.
Yeah. That's rough.
Yeah.
I did see that cigarette smoking prevents that. A little bit, so
puff away, y'all. Because
yeah,
let me tell you,
everybody fire up.
It's probably one of the worst. Oh man,
my
it's
grandma,
the Lewy body dementia is so much worse than just like the client I have with Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just way worse.
My grandma had it. Had either dementia or Alzheimer's or both, but she just was out of her mind, and she would get up and leave the facility she was living at and shit. And she would fucking. She got kicked out of one because she was like dating
violent men. Oh,
and asking them for money and shit. And she like there was like this rich Japanese man that I heard a story about that she was like dating, and then like. Got aggressive with him and shit. Like, it don't fall far from the tree. It's really fucking funny. Now,
hey,
laughing
even in
at
her old age with Alzheimer's, she's like, bitch, I'm not forgetting.
She knew how to get that bag.
Love
exactly.
It. Love
so
it. I'm
she
not
was
mad.
Like asked to leave one facility, but one of my aunts said she would just leave in the middle of the night, like get up and fucking get her purse and go.
Which
and
is
like,
crazy. They don't have alarms.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to keep an eye on people and fuck.
I like the smart mouth, sassy asshole old folks. Like, Linda.
Yeah.
Like the smart mouse, like I think it's funny and I like to be sassy back or like crack jokes, you know? So then they laugh.
If you know what's going on. So like when my grandma was getting ready to pass away, I was working for Joy at the time. And
Joy.
Her husband was passing away, who I knew as my grandpa. Yeah. You know, he was getting ready to pass away before her. But she was starting to get hella different with me and like rude and like talk to me in a way that she's never talked to me in my whole fucking life.
It was the disease.
And I didn't know that that was what was happening.
Like,
I didn't find that. Yeah. And so what I did was I wrote her after he passed. She like wouldn't let me go up there and shit to see him. And I wrote her a letter, like a strongly worded letter, basically like, you're hella out of pocket. Like, you're treating me like I'm some nosy ass neighbor. Like, that's my grandpa. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I should be able to come up there and fucking see him.
Right.
And that was the last contact that I had with her, was me sending her that letter. And then, like, you know, not long after, like, she passed away. And then when I reconnected with some of my aunts, they told me, you know, she had that going on. So it made me feel a little better. Like, you weren't just being hella cunty to me for no reason. Yeah. Like, you had some shit going on too. So as long as you know, I guess, because if you don't, like, girl, what? Like, if I was working there, like, I don't know. Or if I was going there every day and she said some, you better. Lady, I'll push you over. Don't fucking talk to me like that.
Yeah, you know, she fucking goes in and out of reality. Like, when she was saying, I don't even work here. So then I'm getting her in the shower to give her a shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, the last girl almost dropped me. That's the second lawsuit I have against this place.
And this her sister's
I told her, sister.
What did she say? Did she scream laughing?
She started laughing. She was like, God damn, dude. I was like, apparently there's plenty of lawsuits.
This is your sister's home, bitch.
This is your childhood home you grew up in.
This place is fucking nuts. Oh my God.
So I just cried laughing when she
said
that.
And you don't work here. I wonder if she thinks she's like at a business, like at a facility.
So then when her sister got home.
Mm-hmm. Did she click back into like.
No, it got worse because she was like, so what am I doing? And her sister's like, well, you're getting ready to go to bed. And she's like, yeah, but how am I getting to work? And, you know,
dude, I'm either going to laugh or I'm going to get mad.
I was in the kitchen crying, laughing. I was bent over crying. And Nikki was flipping, you know, like, what the fuck?
Yes.
She knows I have such inappropriate laughter. But she's like, you know.
Does she play along like you don't work tomorrow? Or
no.
Does she?
She's like, Linda, you live here. You're going to go to bed. And she's like, okay, but what about work tomorrow? Like, who's taking me? And she's like,
fuck.
You don't go to work. You live here. The kids are going to come, and we're going to do what we do all the time.
I wonder if it's
she
easier.
She goes, okay.
To play along. Like, you're off tomorrow, girl.
No, she'll
relax.
Hold you accountable. She'll fucking be like, take me to work. And
she
then
fucking flips out and hits the kids.
She has people that she really loves. There's two people that she really loves. One's her niece. One's like a niece.
Yeah.
And she calls them like 17 times in 10 minutes.
Fuck.
If they don't answer, she'll leave a voicemail, call them right back. And then she'll be like, I heard her. I was fucking outside smoking and I heard her say, I'm just here all by myself.
No one's leaving you home alone. Knock it off. Now you're lying. Now you're blowing up their fucking phone telling lies.
I was just cracking
oh
up,
my
dude.
God.
I just started laughing. I'm like, you're a liar.
Thank God she has her sister and like people, you know, family, and you that she knows, you know, like a familiar face. And
I had to tell her, like, somebody has to love you a lot to take care of you, because when she's in reality, she's aware of her issues, you know,
it goes in and out.
Yeah. Fuck. And, you know, when she was in one time, like comprehending and, you know, aware.
Coherent, yeah.
Yeah. I told her, I was like, your sister loves you a lot, dude. Like, to take care of you and help you and do all this work. Like, this isn't easy.
My sisters will be ass out. You better love your in-laws or
they'll
whatever.
Be in the facility.
My phone will be off. Like, good luck, y'all.
You know, I was thinking, like, what if that... happened to one of my siblings because her sister was telling me how hard it is to remember her, how she's always been, and then to have to take care of her like this.
Yeah.
She was like, I can't talk about it. I'm going to cry.
Fuck.
And I was thinking what it would be like to take care of my brothers, you, like, whatever.
I think if it happened today, you would step up and help. But, like, I don't even know if they're completely...
I'm not leaving one of y'all like
if,
that.
If we're completely different, though, and I'm like, I don't know what condition you'll be in fucking 40 years, or you know what I'm
I'll
saying?
I'll be tugging an oxygen machine
Hitting us and shit. Who knows? Like, it might be totally different. If it was present day...
I would take care of you guys as long as I could.
Yeah, but like, as long as it ain't wearing on you, too.
As long as you're not a danger to yourself, because at this point, I told her sister, like, she's a danger to herself. Like,
but I'm just looking at it like it's wearing on her too, on her, like, her sister's mental health. Like,
it's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if she does it.
The average person that's not a caregiver.
And she's not.
And I'm not a caregiver.
She's a little kid caregiver.
Right. Like, I would not be able to fucking step up and do that. I'm sorry.
No. And that's not like entry level caregiving.
No.
That's like a fucking level 10 client, dude. Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you, I've been doing it fucking over 20 years.
And round the clock and like, I just know I'm not capable.
They had to up her nighttime meds because they weren't working. And she was getting up in the middle of the night, banging on the door, talking about, let me in to her sister's room. Her sister's trying to sleep.
I'm going to have to knock you out. Like, I'm going to have to put you down.
Can you imagine getting woke up out of your sleep to bang, bang, bang?
Yeah, I can. And how I'm going to react. I'm about to put you down, bitch.
Oh, my God.
We need sleep.
Wake up about to fucking shit your pants.
Yeah, my prayers go out to everyone that's dealing with that because I cannot fucking imagine. And I know I don't have it in me. So,
oh, if Carolyn gets Alzheimer's, that bitch is out of here, bro. I'm already on my fucking left. No, the fucking
maxed out of,
I was saying, I looked at the camera the other night and the curtains were closed and I was really happy about it. And then you tell me.
So the curtains were closed when I looked. It was like, I'd be checking late night. I don't even check during normal hours. I'd be checking late fucking night when I'm manic. And all of the lights were on. It was like glowing in that bitch. And the TV hella fucking loud. But the curtains were closed. So it's like she be picking and choosing what rules she wants to break, I guess.
And I told you, dude, after that $586 PG&E bill that was paid fucking... over the weekend,
yeah,
I'm gonna choke her.
She's like, girl, it's cheap.
When I kill myself, it's gonna say your fault, Carolyn, and I want it delivered to her. I hope you're
just
happy, Carolyn.
Like, she's probably awake because the TV is so fucking loud right now. She has to be awake, but why do you need all the lights?
I'm gonna take all the light bulbs out. She's gonna get one, and she's gonna transfer it to whatever room she's in.
That's not a bad idea.
Listen, I'm
That's
at
not
that
a bad
fucking
idea.
Point because she,
yeah,
is stressing us the fuck out.
Yeah. And she thinks you're spending all her money.
Yeah, she thinks we're spending all her money because she gets so much money, $900 a month. Her rent is $11.
Not counting
bills. Where do you think
bills,
the rest of it
food,
comes from?
Pet food, none of the other shit. Yeah, just bare minimum. You're not even covering
like, bitch,
rent,
I'm paying my
girl.
Own bills and fucking me and Will are covering yours.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding? Like, we're maxed, bitch. There ain't no fucking, there
She's
ain't
like,
no
quit,
savings over
quit
here.
Quit going
with
out
me.
And shopping with my money, Crystal.
You're spending all my money. Oh, yeah, bitch. I'm living the life.
Oh, God. So my weekend was cool. I think I was just home. But Pease left one of the nights, went with her dad. And, you know, he had mentioned that she might get to see, like, her stepsister, like, one of her stepsisters who's kind of like... whatever, her one of her favorite people in the whole fucking world.
Yeah.
So she was super excited. And then when she came back the next day, I'm like going out to the driveway to meet her. And she runs up and she's like, we're just going to call her Ariel. She's like, I hit Ariel in the face and her sister.
Peace is good for telling on herself.
I called them ugly and stupid. And I hit them both in the face. And I'm like, wait, wait, wait.
Maria.
So I start laughing. And I'm like, okay, hold on. So I walk over to her dad. I'm like, what happened? Because she's like telling me she was punching people. And he's like, blood. Like, she was there. And, you know, Ariel had a friend over or whatever. Because I didn't even know her to have a sister. And she's like, he's like, no, it was her friend was over or something. And I guess they called her small. And she Stakers. Called them ugly and stupid and punched them both in the face. That's so
baby Maria, hardcore.
Maria,
for sure.
What are you fucking doing? So I guess she was on timeout when he got there to pick her up.
That's an insult. Don't you dare fucking call me small. I'll Who's show small? You small.
To just get off on them, though? Like, don't do
and
that.
And then come home and tell. Like, pieces. Proud. She is very good for telling on herself, though. Yeah. She'll be like, I hit Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
I slapped Bunny.
I called Bunny bitch.
Yeah.
I said Bunny's a fucker. She's very proud of anything she does. She will confess before somebody else can tell on her. So he's like winking and he's like, I had to be like, no, don't do that. Don't.
Bad
but
girl.
You know, but we are kind of, because she is tiny, you know, tiny.
We're
as
like,
fuck.
She got it in her. Thank God.
So thank God. Yeah, because Bunny don't. You
no.
know, Bunny don't have
Bunny's
it in
a
her.
Lover.
But peas, I will not have to worry about peas. And I am fucking happy about that. Because, yeah, she's getting off first when it's not even
but
called
maybe
for.
She felt kind of ganged up on because there's two of them and they both were like, you're small. Even if they were like, oh, you're so
in
small.
In a cute way, yeah. Maybe she probably felt like, inferior.
Yeah.
And we don't fuck with that.
Just don't make me.
We don't, yeah. We do not fuck with, ass stinkers, we do not fuck with that. Like, a small.
Is a problem.
Bitch, what? This is all Jimbo behavior. My dad is hella short.
For real.
My dad is very fucking short.
Yes, and this is very much Jimbo.
Yeah, we have the complex, for sure. The little person complex.
What is it, a but, Napoleon complex?
Yeah, for sure. But whatever. I mean, you know, I was like, can she come over again? Like, are they mad?
She banned?
He's like, no, they're, she, you know, they know how she is. She's good. Fuck. Embarrassing me. So that happened. And then Bunny went on a date.
She did.
Mm-hmm. She went on a date. It's like her first date. Her first date
like
went
in
with,
a car, right?
In a car with a boy.
It's
went
so
somewhere.
Hard.
Yeah, I was like, so a few days before, like maybe Friday or something, or Thursday, one of them days, she had asked, could she go somewhere out of the area with them after school? And I was like, no, don't even put me on the spot like that, because I ain't never met this person. Yeah. And I'm not having you get in their fucking car. So yeah. No, I said, hang out with them in the area. And then like, after I meet them, then we'll talk about it. So the weekend comes and she's like, well, we were making some plans. Like, we want to go eat at such and such. Like, can he come get me and we go eat? I was like, okay, as long as I meet him. So he came over and he's hella tall, which I was surprised. And he don't look like he's with the shit. He looks
Perfect.
Very square, which is my favorite.
Love it.
Yeah. And I was like, he's cute. And I was like, oh, good. Like, hi. He called me auntie, which is like a cultural thing. I get
I love
it.
That
he came and hugged
so
me.
Much.
I went to shake his hand. He hugged me and then shook my hand again
I
before he
it.
Left. Yeah. What? He told me where he was from.
Sweet
how
boy
long,
with manners.
Yeah. How long they've been in the East Bay. I guess his family and then moved over to the East Bay from somewhere else. And I was like, okay, and you're like a safe driver and everything. And he's like, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And yeah, I was happy. They
she
like went
fun?
To dinner. Yeah, they went to dinner and then like they went to Target and just, you know, hung out or whatever. And then came back and I'm just like looking at the clock because I was supposed to go meet some friends that day. But I'm like, Bunny's on a date. Like, I have to wait for her to fucking get home before I can leave. I'm not taking peas with me to the fucking tattoo shop.
Right,
like, that's
right.
The last thing I need to take her to do. She already be wanting them.
Yeah, she does.
So, yeah, she said it went really good. But I was just like, this is weird.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to meet him. It is. It's so weird when they first ride in a car.
Yeah.
And go on a date.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so hard.
I didn't even tell Stinkers yet. Like, I need to tell him. He was out of town over the weekend, so I haven't really got to talk to him
he's
since
gonna
he's
wanna
been
meet
back.
Him.
But, yeah, for sure.
Shit. We were already in cars for, like, 5 fucking years by
then. By that point, we're like, yeah, exactly.
We're lucky if we know who's driving.
I know. Whose car is it? We don't. It don't matter. We just curious. I don't know. What the fuck?
We're gonna ride.
Yeah, it's different when you have parents, you know, that want to keep up with you and
they
like
give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, it's very different.
Yeah.
Aww. But yeah, so we crossed that milestone.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's awkward.
I love that
but
he's square too.
Yeah, thank God. Because if he would have came in looking like he was with the shit, you're not going.
Oh, right.
Don't
Hanging
bring no Edgar in the house. Yeah, sagging and shit. Don't bring no Edgar. Don't let me see no gold teeth, no tattoo. Nothing I would have liked that at that age. Don't bring none of that. Or at this age. Don't bring none of that in my house. You're not getting in that car because no, you're not.
Nope. We know what's going on.
Right. We're not.
We're not ride or dies.
Nope. And I'm not stupid. So, you know, I could tell, like, he was square.
Good. Yeah. I love it. That makes me happy. I love that.
Yeah.
Both, shit, all the girls have square fucking
pretty boyfriend. Much. Yeah.
That makes me happy.
That Juju, though, I don't know. If he would have walked in, I'd have been like, probably not. Like, if he smelled like weed or like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Juju be sagging and shit. Don't he wear gold teeth sometimes? Like, what I described.
I think,
like,
so.
I think he does. So if that would have came in, I probably would have been like, nah, y'all can hang out here.
But he's like, and it's so funny because
he's
like,
knowing him, he's a good kid. Yeah.
He works.
Yeah.
A good job. Like, he's just the opposite of what you would assume.
Right.
Thank God. Thank God.
The other night after, I don't know, I saw you for something, but I kept complaining about my eyes over and over. Okay. And I was
like, I need Visine.
I was like, I think I need to go in the store and get Visine or something. Like, my eyes been fucking killing me. I don't know
Allergies.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what it is. My eyes, I never
it was
have.
Like over an
I was
hour.
Scratching my eyes in the corners to where they're like raw, you know, like to where they almost bleed when you scratch them too much right here. I left you or whatever. I go in my fucking house and I look and there's like hella bang hair, chopped bang hair in my eyes. And I go like this and there's hella coming. I'm like, what? Are you okay? Like, what is fucking
you
wrong
had a
with
whole
you?
Lash line
I cut my bangs that day and, you know, I brushed with a spoolie real quick, but apparently not good enough.
You brushed them all into the fucking bottom lash line.
And they were in my eyes. Like, wondering. I'm driving a car. I'm out running around. Can't figure out why they're burning so bad and hurt. There's hair, blonde and brown, all in my fucking eyeballs. It's great. It's really great.
Speaking of hair, we're trying to convince Mark to grow his hair out.
Guys.
So.
Because he's going to piss me off.
Please.
Everybody message him.
Comment on his stuff.
Because I don't even think y'all know that, Mark.
No.
I'm going to be real where it came from. Because when I left just now, I was thinking, where did it come from? Why did I think of that the other day to tell him? Because we have a group text. And I was like, by the way, like, grow your hair out. And
I've been wanting it.
He didn't respond. And I was all irritated. So I knew as soon as I see him, I'm going to bring it up again. I've been listening to like Messy Marv and shit lately. And like early 2000s rap, which is that time mm-hmm. when he had that hair. Yep. Mark had hair like to his ass.
And it's like, it looks like Samoan people hair. Like
it's very thick.
Thick, frizzy, curly, wavy.
Yeah, very Polynesian.
Beautiful.
Thick, gorgeous. You could sell it by the ounce.
That's why hair. I was attracted to him in the first place, was the hair.
I remember how mad you were when he just cut it and didn't consult you
we
first.
We got in a fight.
Yeah.
4 days I didn't talk to him.
Yep.
And he shaved it, bitch, like bald.
All that fucking hair.
It was like a new person.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And so we're trying to convince him to grow it again. So please harass
because,
him.
Because, you know, we're getting older. And pretty soon, you may not have that hair
it's
anymore.
It's going to thin out or
it's
something.
It's going to thin. It's going to gray. It's going to change.
Yeah.
You got some good hair years left.
Can
Don't
you just do it?
Be ungrateful and be cutting it right now.
Just grow it.
Grow that shit back out.
Take 2.5 years. Just grow it. Let's just see. Fuck.
Yeah, I know.
One more time in our life. Like,
I was just leaving for a minute and I brought it up and he's just like, no. And I'm like, what is the problem? Just say you don't give a fuck about us.
Say you
or
hate
what
us.
We think. Yeah. Like, what is the issue? So
we he just said, if I go back to Rock of Love hair,
he wants you to look like Elsa Brandy trash.
He wants me to look like I suck every dick I see, dude. Does. He's like, if you go platinum
he's
on top.
He's like, I want white whore.
Platinum on top, damn near black on the bottom. If I do that again, he'll grow it out.
Would you?
I'm willing to go dark on the bottom.
It.
I'm willing to go dark on the bottom. Not all platinum on top. I'm willing
no,
to be blonde.
Not even for a little while?
I look red. That's my problem. I look fucking red. So I have no problem being blonde on top. Mm-hmm. I'll put more blonde than this.
More blonde then.
But this color blonde, not platinum.
No, platinum, you look good. When you had platinum not long ago, it looked way better. I told you that. You can go a lot lighter.
It has to be done right.
It don't have to be white. It don't have to be white like it was, but it could
be
it
can't
platinum.
Be white. It can't be how I had it back in the day.
Just have it with some ash.
Because it was red as fuck. My face, it makes I'm already really red. I have red undertone.
Yeah.
And it just brings them all out. So I'm willing.
I'm like, just try it.
I'm not
it's worth it
doing
to
platinum.
Make him.
I don't mind the dark and the, I'll even go light blonde, but I can't go how it was. It was fucking.
It was white blonde. Yeah, it was gross.
It wasn't my finest moments.
He wants you to have hot pink leopard nails and be Rock of Love, Crystal.
Yes. He wants like dirty, trashy fucking. He loves white whores.
To where, like, I came in here one day and there was a picture of you in that era on the screen. And I'm like, this is a business computer. Like, what the fuck?
Why are you
in here playing games and what are you doing with it? Like, what
are you fantasizing?
Like, and he's like, this is, yep, this right here.
His first crushes were like Peg Bundy and fucking Kelly from Married with Children.
That makes sense. He's like, you're not being trashy enough.
He loves Peg Bundy.
The trash.
Yes.
Turn it up.
He would probably love me to get leopard print tattoos.
Yeah, shit like that. Yep. I was like, Raiders hair? You want her to have that again? Like,
it is Raiders hair.
He wants it so bad.
So I'm willing. Maybe I'll do it.
Okay.
But
just with a different blonde.
Yes. And because I want his hair grown out that bad.
So I think you should do it.
Okay.
It's easy enough. I think you should do it.
Okay.
Okay, good.
This is going to be fun.
But still, we need you guys to message him.
I would like
to sick all of you on him.
Yes.
DM him. Tell him grow it out now.
Like grow up and grow it out.
Yeah. Don't take that hair for granted. People would fucking lay down and die for that hair. Yes. And you're just like, no.
It's, oh my God, I'll find a picture and we'll post it. It's fucking beautiful.
Ridiculous hair.
Rude. He's like, it's so much work. You put it in a ponytail, homie. You ain't
got to make it nice and neat for
curling
work.
Shirley's into it every day.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's so dramatic. Speaking of dramatic, I've been watching, I was about to say Locks of Love, bitch. Nope.
I think that's where you donate your hair.
I've been watching Locks of Love.
About making wigs for kids.
No, the fucking, what is it? Love After Lockup or whatever?
Yes, yes.
Dude.
Yes.
Listen. Fucking.
I got to get into it.
People are lonely and have low self-esteem. And I'm convinced not to fucking piss on anyone's fucking parade, but... You know, it's one thing if fucking you're dating someone and they get locked up and you ride it out with them, but...
But I'm a firm believer, if you do that, do not put your life on pause for nobody in jail. This ain't your sentence, bitch. Do not put your life on pause for them. You could still put money on their books, accept their calls, go to court dates, all hold them down.
Ride with them, yeah.
But you still need to live your motherfucking life.
I agree.
Because there's too many cases of people that do that sentence with them and then they come out and they don't fuck with you.
I've seen it.
Like, it happens. That happens. So
I fucking have seen
Instead of taking that chance, you hold them down, but you still live your life at the same fucking time.
Agree. But the people who are just randomly
blindly meeting inmates.
Let me find a fucking boyfriend. Let's go to inmatesearch.com or fucking, you know, that's crazy.
So crazy. Why would someone do something like that?
Why? Why would they?
Why would they do that? That's so dumb.
And I only know this because this is our second fucking time recording this episode.
And when she was telling this, I go, oh my God. And I was like, pause. I, in my phone, have an inmate.
She needs.
How do I even get
you
there?
You need a caregiver at night. That's so what this story is about.
Somebody needs to be able to cut off my internet at night.
No, for real. You need your Wi-Fi cut.
Literally, last night, I'm over here talking so judgy. Bitches are dumb. Bitches are insecure.
Mark can splice that part from the last episode, the first time we recorded this.
I think he can.
Oh my God.
So we can see how passionate I was about
talking shit.
Judgy bitch. Mind you, last night I was watching season 6, I think, of my favorite fucking show, I Am Killer. I get to the final episode and I'm like, there's something cute about him. Mm-hmm. You can tell he's smart. He was a kingpin. He's in jail for life. I took it upon myself to look up what facility he's at, look up basically his PFN. I showed her a fucking screenshot. And I was like, look at what time it is when I did this while I'm on my high horse being judgy and shit, bitch.
Talking about bitches are hella stupid.
1:26 a.m. This is the facility.
That's what she's doing with her free will.
while I'm judging bitches. I'm looking, and I'm like, listen, though, he's kind of cute, whatever. And lifers and people in prison. I have a friend. She had like 5 prison boyfriends and they were breaking fuck off. But they, yeah, I mean, the harassment was a lot. They would call a lot. But they was breaking her off. They was paying bills. They had people running her money multiple times a day, even. Like, she was getting broke the fuck off. And they had a wife or other girlfriend, 5 other girlfriends. Like, that's what it really is.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you have to understand if you get interested in an inmate. They're in jail, bitch. This is what they're trying to make
their time go by.
They're trying to make their time go by. And, like, they need money on, but they don't want to put all that pressure on you. There's so many different reasons why they do it, but it's like a game to them. Men and women, they will have 5 different bitches, 5 yeah. different dudes, like, doing for them, you know, coming on visits, writing, answering the phone, whatever. Bitch, they're in jail. Like, you can't really be mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I would do the same thing. I'm interested in one if it's like beneficial. I don't know. But I mean? What? I'm not going to put my life on pause, but I will talk to the one that was on Netflix, for example, and be like, give me some fucking money. I have nudes for you. Top tier fucking nudes. And I will answer my phone sometimes.
Sometimes.
I don't know. But I, in my manic state, I pulled this up and I was like, I'm going to fucking write him. And I didn't even know if I was going to share that. But the fact that you came out of nowhere with a fucking jail
the
conversation.
The universe was like,
hey, you.
Hey, judgy.
Hey, you right here. Tell her what's in your phone from not even 24 hours ago. Hey, you with the big mouth judging everyone. Tell her.
You guys, it was so funny.
My fucking God.
I was like, that was, because I don't watch that show. I've never watched that show.
No.
But between the hours of 1 and 4 lately, I'm up. So that's what I've been doing.
Yes. Oh my God.
And the fact that the universe was like, oh.
Do you have something to add?
Tell her. Tell her what you were fucking doing.
I'll keep you guys posted if I reach out. But
you know what?
Like,
Don't encourage her.
I'm going to shoot my shot and I'm going to fucking. And if you guys watch that show, feel free to guess who I'm talking about, what episode.
You got a fucking.
But I'm going to reach out. But anyways, you know, the point was just know that they talk to fucking multiple bitches. The bitches that be like blindly looking for an inmate. Like, I think that's loneliness.
It's got to be loneliness, maybe a little bit of low self-esteem. I'm not saying that like in a judgy way, but I'm saying.
And they're going to love bomb you like crazy.
Yeah.
So
they're going to call you wife. They're going to propose marriage.
They're going to show you off. They're going to send you pictures that they paid for with Top Ramen.
You're
going to
get drawings.
You're going to get melted candy roses.
Yeah.
I got some. You're going to get all kinds of shit. I got some from my actual boyfriend that was in jail.
All kinds of prison treasures.
You're going to get love bombed. And that could be an ego stroke for somebody that maybe has anxiety
issues.
Watching
these people navigate these relationships outside of prison is wild.
That's the part that gets crazy. I like the ones where the girls are leading like this trick along all while they're in prison. Then he gets out and she's like, I need to go shopping for me and my kids and my sisters and my fucking brother and everybody. But yeah. I can't go out later because I'm so tired. But I do
need to go to the mall.
I need to go get all this shit. And they just fucking do it. Or they like greet her with a car or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was watching one episode and after the dude got out of prison, you know, they were being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. She was getting mad at her 2 kids for not wanting to really fuck with them. And it's like, come
on. She's like, go fucking hug Dale. Go hug your
basically.
Dad.
And
call him dad.
That shit's foul as fuck. Don't you ever push no fucking
stranger
fresh release
trick.
Stranger inmate
no.
on your fucking
don't make
kids.
Your kids hug your fucking jail trick.
Mad because they don't want to converse.
Yeah.
You know, like, leave them alone.
Go give him a kiss and call him dad.
Right. We're a family. We're a family is what she kept saying. We're
no,
a family.
No, that's abuse. Don't do that.
But
keep it to yourself.
They had gotten a disagreement, bitch, and he fucking resorted back to fucking prison yard yoke up on her. He was like,
oh, he was the inmate?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I thought she was.
And she was like, we're going to make it work. I love him. I'm going to give him one more chance. I'm like, great. You're going to be on I Am Killer as a victim now.
Yeah.
You know,
my man is going to be fucking telling your story. No, there was this one that I seen where this lady, she had hella tricks while she was in jail. She had like a whole system going. And then the one that she was doing the show with, she got out, she maxed out all his fucking credit cards, spent all his savings. He was like, old white dude, and I think he's dead now. But stressed him the fuck out and basically peeled him for everything. Just be smart, guys. Like,
if that was my dad, I would kill her.
Yeah. I mean, but he was having fun.
Thank God Billy fucking hated everybody.
Yeah. Like, he wasn't horny.
No, thank God. He had prostate issues.
Yeah. But he was, the man was having fun. He was getting nudes. I think they were fucking when she got out. Well, like, you know, he got, yeah, like they had some fun, but he was definitely being used. Yeah. Just know your position. I think that's the lesson to take away from this show. You can have some fun.
You have to be realistic.
Be fucking realistic. Yeah. Have some fun, but know your part.
Use your inmate boyfriend as maybe an ego boost. Yeah. But don't think you're the only one.
Don't think he's going to be with you. He's going to get out and get with the bitch he was fucking with before he went in, probably.
Yeah.
You know, like that wasn't going to wait for him. Like, just be smart, guys. This is a whole thing. This is what they do in jail.
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, speaking of, never mind, I'm not going to use that word. Wait. But I got the hot flashes cure.
Oh my God.
I was going to use a word to segue into, but we'll get to that. But okay, the hot flashes. We talked a little bit about it briefly. You have to really force yourself into orgasms. That's what it is. If you're struggling with this, anything like we were, I was going from getting woken up in the middle of the night, ready to cry, dripping sweat, then going to freezing cold. All hours of the day and night. It was so fucking bad. And I realized it was the longer that I would go without having an orgasm, they would kick in and start beating my ass. But once I had a fucking orgasm a couple weeks ago, and then I had another one or two, like in the last week, bitch, I ain't had a fucking hot flash in like over a week.
Listen,
if it fucking helps, not one.
I'm willing to do it.
It's so worth it. But you're raping yourself.
Well, I'll let Mark rate me.
You gotta just let him fucking take over, because
it sucks because you're not in the mood, because you feel so miserable.
Yes, your body, it's body betrayal. You gotta
like push through it.
You have to let it happen, and then your body's gonna kick in gear, and
you have to let them touch you,
let them take it. Like, you're gonna have to. It's like that lady that the advice,
Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Wasn't that what she said? Like, even if you don't feel like it, bitch, you do it.
You let your, yes. And
but
then
she wasn't saying it for fucking hot flash remedies. No. She was saying it in general life.
She was gross. She was very right wing.
Pick me.
Very, very pick me. Very, your man works hard. Why would you withhold sex from him? You just fucking, I don't care if you don't want to do it. You just do it. And you'll eventually get into it.
Yeah. That put a ribbon in your hair and put a dress on before your man gets home from work shit. And you better be fucking him.
Yep. Don't deny your hardworking husband. I used to listen to her back in the day. Not to take her advice, but
I hope not.
Entertaining.
I think, is that the one that wrote the book my mom gave me?
Yes.
That I used to
lay down and let your husband fuck
with
you. That's the book.
I mentioned the idea of like leaving my husband or something, and this bitch pops up with the book from this bitch. Like some kind of book about being a wife or something. First of fucking all.
How insulting!
Even if I wanted advice on being a wife, bitch, I'm not taking it from you. You're the last motherfucking wife on this planet I'm gonna take it from, first of all. But I didn't even ask for that. It was more just like a heads up. I'm gonna leave. Like, I'm gonna leave him. And I get hit with this book. And I'm like, I'm not fucking reading this shit.
And it's very, it's a pick me book.
Submit. Yes. Submit to your motherfucking husband, bitch.
Don't go against him. Have his food ready.
Bitch.
Fucking lay out his clothes for the shower when he gets off work. He works hard. Don't sass him too much. You know, he doesn't deserve that. Let him fuck you. And you better have the house clean.
Instructions for being the worst kind of woman. The worst example
of a woman.
The opposite
of what we are.
What I would never want to be. What I would never have any interest in ever in my fucking life. Never, never, never.
If I do those things, it's because I want to do them.
Oh, yeah.
It's not because I feel
obligated. It's my job. It's my job.
Or any other human.
No.
It's because I want to. I feel like it.
Yeah.
But that
and
bitch,
if I don't feel like it, sucks for us both, bitch.
And we'll be all right.
Yeah.
we will
both of us are just going to be a little grumpy when we go to sleep. Yes. I'm sorry. Like, yes. What do you want me to say? I'm never going to be submitting to anybody, whether it be husband, wife,
word anyways, yeah. Because why should somebody have to submit to their partner?
Cause you're property.
Because why?
He owns you. He signed them papers, lady.
Why don't we?
That's his pussy.
This is how.
That's his, and he can go in it whenever he wants
to. So don't stop him.
You open it. Open
it. Hold it open for
him. You open it, hold your legs up, and you let him get in there. He worked all day. What is wrong with people? And you bitches have daughters. What is wrong with you? And you said that that bitch isn't even.
She was divorced.
Yeah. So, wow. That got you real far.
The nerve.
That got you real fucking far.
You were
submitting.
Over here
submitting for nothing, bitch.
For nothing. And he still fucked the bitch that probably cussed him out.
It cussed him out and said, get away from me, bitch. We're not fucking today.
Yep.
That's the one he went to go be with.
Yep. Yep. Mm-mm. Ain't that crazy?
Couldn't be me.
I don't get the whole submit thing. I don't understand.
I have
we're
no interest
here.
In
we're
that.
Both here together.
Yeah. I have no interest in learning about that.
Fuck. That shit is stupid.
Mm-mm. But I will
it's
listen
propaganda.
To her. I will listen to her for comedy because I want
Do
to
it.
Hear the level of bullshit that she was spewing. I am curious.
I wonder what happened to her. But look up old Dr.
Yeah, YouTube
Dr. Schlesinger episodes.
Yeah, she sounds like an asshole.
She's a fucking.
I'm gonna fucking just research it for fun.
She was on the right wing. Talk radio station 560 AM
that you
back
had
in the
no
day.
Business listening to in the first place, you fucking honky. Back in your
she came on before Michael
days.
Savage.
I don't even know who that is, but probably somebody else.
A loud white man, a loud
the
old
worst.
White man that
the
screams.
Worst.
The one me and Will went and watched Talk Live,
bitch. He
and
should
he
fucking
came out in a car, bitch, on the back of a car, and he was drinking, and they stepped on the gas too hard, and he fucking fell back, and he
while
screamed,
you were there,
and he yeah, and he sounded like my grandpa, bitch, when he screamed. He was like, "Hey, quit fucking pushing the gas that hard." I mean,
you guys bought tickets. Are you ashamed?
Oh my god!
Do you want to get behind that chair?
I am so ashamed. And
oh my god. And Will just goes along with it. Yep, I'm gonna go.
And it's why I know
both sides of shit.
Yes, yeah. Because I've fucking been there.
So you know the level
I was
of
never,
ridiculous.
You know I was never like fucking fuck immigrants. I hope they yeah. all go. I was never that.
You were a little bit like welfare.
Remember?
Could maybe go away. I don't know. You were
not
a little,
go away, but I was but, like, people can work hard and
yeah.
pull it up by their bootstraps.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Shit that I heard and I repeated it. Like, so I've been both fucking. Now
yeah.
I'm so far. You know, this is, how old am I? So this is over 20 years ago that we went and did this, but
yeah.
Oh my god.
You had no life experience.
None.
You were just listening to fucking AM radio. Blindly.
Found
yeah.
it and was like, "Oh, we'll listen to this. He's funny." But yeah. now I'm so far left. So yeah. I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
When dealing with these kind of people, because let me tell you, just Will and I going there being young, we were getting so
praise.
Much fucking praise. They were like, "Oh my god, we're so happy you're here." Like, it was like,
whew. That's weird.
It was fucking nuts.
They were trying to recruit
yes.
y'all. We
they were
love
like
having
new blood.
Young people. Young
blood.
People here.
Yes.
Yeah. Like-minded. We want like-minded young whites.
Yep. So they get the older ones get yeah. really excited when they see young fucking conservatives fucking come in.
I bet.
God, it's so gross. And now I'm so fucking far
the
left.
Other way. Yeah.
Fuck.
It's
like,
just a testament to it's education. We'll just
sure.
say that.
I'm going to say that was like a life experiment.
Yeah.
So that
it was
I could
a social experiment that
views on both sides.
Yeah.
And you know, I love
it was
when
research.
It absolutely was mm-hmm. research. And you know, we only lived over on that side for maybe fucking less than a year, probably.
Yeah.
But I will say, you know how people love to say the older you get, the more conservative you'll get? Absolutely the fuck not.
Maybe if you're a millionaire or
and you
something,
have no
I
empathy.
Don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Because I really do think the disconnect between both sides regarding mm-hmm. certain issues, we're not going to get all political, don't worry, but not right now, is lack of empathy. It truly fucking is.
And you know where lack of empathy comes from? Caucasoid DNA. From the Caucasus Mountains. I have I feel strongly about this. And it's science.
Yeah.
And I think
I'm like, you guys haven't been traumatized or humbled enough. Like, imagine not just having
wired
empathy.
Different. It's just really wired differently, completely fucking differently. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, I don't expect everybody to agree with me. I think you will eventually, but yeah,
definitely.
Anyway, listen to that lady for laughs. But if you're having hot flashes, fuck yourself through them. Even whether you have a partner, whether you're by yourself. I fucking masturbated the other day and I felt great the next day. I still have had no hot flashes. That's really the cure.
So you might really be onto something. And
yeah,
I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah, it's science, guys.
I'm going to have to let it Mark is. Take his hard working pussy.
He
his
owns
reward.
It. Take your pussy.
He, your reward,
you,
Mark.
You own it, Mark. Never mind that the papers weren't filed. You guys, he still owns
it. It's his.
It's his, and he owns it, and fucking, yeah.
Tell us about your fucking,
What?
Your work messaging.
Yeah, I had that coming up. Fucking, so I've been trying to get back into work, right? And I've seen a few regulars, but like I have one ad up and it's a very thorough, detailed, very specific ad. My photos, you know, they're very, you're not going to think like I'm offering anything but dom services in my photos that I have up. My ad is just very,
it's
you
not
know,
20
clear
cock sucking session.
No, it's clear. Tell. It is what it is. Yes. Like what I'm offering. Right. I make it as clear as possible. So I was talking to this guy the other day. I get hits off that ad a lot, but like whether scheduling doesn't work or if I'm hosting or not or whatever, some people don't want to leave a deposit, then I'm not going to see you. So
yeah,
there's been a few reasons why I haven't been able to link with the new clients. So I get one and he's like good with checking off all the good shit, like deposit, no problem, able to host, all that shit. So I'm like, okay, so tell me what you're into. My dumb ass, I should have asked that first, because he proceeds to tell me, well, I just want to start off with like a really sensual massage. And I'm like, bitch, I wanted to just launch.
That's the last thing I ever wanted to do.
A really sensual massage.
He's like, drag your big titties down my back slowly.
That's exactly what he wanted. Exactly what he had in mind. And I'm thinking, what part of my ad indicated that I would offer that to any fucking body, bitch?
I'll pound your back with a fucking meat cleaver.
A wooden meat tenderizer across your fucking face and back. There's no way. I would rather, oh my God, there's no fucking world that I live in that I'm going to offer a sensual
You're like,
massage.
That's where I draw the line. There's no amount of money.
There's no, you're not rich. There's no amount of money that I would do that. You know how uncomfortable
I'll
I would
shit
be
on you first
before I ever consider that. So
with oils,
I was
scented
like,
oils.
I just snapped. I was like, I really encourage you to go fucking review my ad and reference what I list as far as play that I engage in, because there is no sensual fucking massage. I was like cussing him out in my response. I was so mad, but I was also mad at myself because like you should have asked that first, I guess.
Maybe.
But I'm silly me for assuming they read my ad.
Yeah. You know what? He probably didn't just saw what you looked like and was like, I still
wanted
see.
To flip me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get her to French kiss me.
Some do try that. With like Tom. They want to be the special one that can get me to do something else. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. There's
Nobody's
no
special.
World where I'm going to give a man a sensual massage. I'm just not that bitch. I'm not. And I'm not against those that do. But this one. No.
You don't want to cater
I'll
to the men.
I'll drag fucking hot coals, fucking nails across your back before I fucking give you a really sensual massage.
Oh,
count
my
me the
God.
Fuck out. Count me the fuck out.
It
do
sounds
not,
like a nightmare.
Yeah. Do not ever message me again.
Ever.
I was so mad. And then I'm like, I know you had to read it because like you had to get my contact info. You don't just hit a button to contact me. You had to take down my info to reach out. So I know you read my shit. Where did it imply that was an option for you with me? Oh, it made me so.
What
I saw
a fucker.
Red, my, like steam coming
it's
out of
so
my ears.
Funny,
I was so fucking mad.
I can't even imagine you giving a sense.
My face, bitch. I was just like, bitch, I wouldn't do that shit for somebody I'm fucking with in real life, bitch. You're not getting a motherfucking massage out of me. You think I'm gonna, what?
And sensual.
Really sensual.
He's like, I want you to moan when you do it.
Really sensual. I want you to wear heels and drag your tits silk up and down my body and moan. I want to tease and denial. I want you to fuck it. What? I'm not that bitch.
I can't even imagine.
It's making me see red just thinking about it all over again.
I can't even imagine it.
Like, you wasted my fucking time, you mm-mm dumbass bitch.
Mm-mm. It's so funny.
Fuck him. I put a post on social media. I didn't even say if it was for me or not, but everybody just assumed it was. But I said, what's your favorite dating app? I liked some of the responses. Farmers Only, of course. And a lot of people said Inmate
Search.
What was it? Inmate Search Instagram or some shit. Yeah, there were some funny ones. Yeah. But Leia had mentioned a good lesbian one.
Love her.
And so I was like, okay, let me try that. A lot of people said fucking Hinge, though. A lot. That might have been the majority. But I was like, let me go on the lesbian one and make a profile of what I'm looking for. So I'm getting through my info and all that. And then I froze and I felt hella stupid because I got to the point where it was like, how do you spend your evenings? Like, what do you do? What, a brief description of what do you do at night or whatever. And I'm like, fuck, like I felt hella stupid and I don't want to lie. And this isn't a fucking job application.
Tell
like,
us
I don't
what know you really spend your nights doing.
Like, what am I going to say? I'd be on fucking Facebook Marketplace making plans that I'm not going to show up on all night long, reaching out, begging, like fucking wheeling and dealing with people that I'm not going to come pick
up. Once the dopamine wears off, I'm good.
Yeah, like that. Or what else do I be fucking doing? Eating sunflower seeds all hours of the night, watching Sister. Like, I can't put all that. What do you want me to fucking say?
Manic.
Yeah, yeah.
One word.
That manic was the best idea. That's perfect. So I'm going to go back and I'm just going to put manic. Like, if you really want to know, I'll tell you, but I don't think you really want to know. But the whole point is to be honest.
Right.
Right. So that like maybe I could match with someone that likes to fucking do that, too. I don't know. But somebody I felt so dumb. Manic. I just closed out.
You guys like, can do art projects at 3 a.m. together.
Yeah. Like, but how do you word that? I just need to say manic, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll let you guys know how it works.
I think that's a good thing.
But I'm not in the business of like selling myself to people. Yeah. And like,
it feels so weird when you have to do that.
Dumb. I'm not gonna make myself sound desirable for you. Like, just fucking, I don't know.
Yeah.
What do I really want? Like,
you don't want something serious, right?
I'm open to it, but I'm not looking for it, if that makes sense.
Do you want just like a friend?
And I want to be like Polly, and I bounce all over the place. So like,
you want to open you want to open casual sex friend?
Not even necessarily sex. It don't have to be.
So open casual romantic flirt. We could flirt.
Bitch, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do.
Company?
Then I'm like, I don't really like people. So what am I doing? Am I really going to meet someone? No.
No, I'm not. You're going to be like, come with me. Come with me.
I need to just stick to social media and the way I've been just working that, because that has been working for me.
You're going
to
be like, come with me. Like, just sit here. I'll give you the fucking hand signal when you could go.
Like, what am I really going to do? Even if someone is like cute to me or whatever, do you think I'm going to talk to you? I'm not going to talk.
I'm going to sit here and awkwardly laugh.
I'm not going to be like, I don't know. I'm not going to even get to that point because I'm not going to be messaging you and talking to you to hook up and hang out. I'm not going to hang out.
You're like, I'm not here to get to know anybody.
I don't hang out. So what am I? I think I'm wasting my own time. I think I need to just write that inmate.
You're manic again.
I need to write that inmate and fuck my ex. That's what I need to do.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm just sticking to that. That's what I know and it works for me. That works for me. I'm not finishing my profile. Fuck that. Speaking of insane, a friend of ours that we've spoken before.
Jesus Christ.
A childhood friend that was one of our best fucking friends that I spent loads of time with at their grandma's house.
It was probably two years that we hung together a year and a half.
I spent weeks during the summer with them out of town at their mother's house. Like, I remember all of this vividly. I'm manic on Facebook learning new features, I somehow come across where you could find message like requests on Messenger or something that are like separate from where the Indian men messaged me. So that's another thing I'll put in my bio. I fucking open sex chats on my Messenger that I found that
Indian
are
sex.
Indian sex chats in India. That, yeah,
I'm gonna pee my pants.
That's gonna go in my bio.
That's gonna go
not
over
my bio, in my what I do at night.
I know it needs to go in your bio.
My bio and my what I do at night. That's what I do at night. I go and look at sex videos in those, and sometimes there's women being decapitated.
My favorite.
My favorite. I really like those.
Jesus Christ.
But where was I? Oh, so I get into the requests. Bitch and I see our childhood friend, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be interesting because I know she's fucking gone.
Woohoo.
So I open it, bitch, and she's introducing herself.
This is like year 16 to 18 that we were friends with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Maybe even a little before that, maybe 15 to 18.
Yeah.
Because before there was ever even a car involved, we were hanging out. So, she's introducing herself to me, bitch. It's an introduction, and she mentions that she knows about our show and then proceeds to tell me a whole fucking story, 3-page story about you and another mutual friend of ours from back in the day that never happened.
It never. She sent it to me and I said, oh my God, this never happened.
Something about somebody being touched and like.
And it never happened.
It's like
her being accused of touching someone.
And a couch and like you two being there when it happened or some. Like all this shit that I know did not happen.
Fuck
and
no.
I'm just reading it like, oh my fucking God. And so I send it to her. I'm like, oh, I forgot to send you this. Look at who the fuck messaged me. Not that. It was like 3 years ago,
my
but
God.
I just saw it because I just found this folder. But, I'm like, look at this shit. She doesn't even, like, does she know it's me? Like, I don't get it. What is this, hi, my name is shit? Bitch, I know you.
We know you.
Yeah, so what the fuck?
And then she goes, you know, she has, like, this hyperfixation on that time period in our life. When we hung out, she was always a little off, but not paranoid schizophrenic, okay?
Yeah.
As she got older, it developed. She puts random posts on Facebook talking about me. One time she had put up a post saying that me and my rich baby daddy broke into her house and stole her shampoo, and she knows I did it because I have a son, and she could it smelled like little kid in her house.
Yeah,
you know,
she talked multiple times
shit.
About your son, and like,
yes,
there's never been a son,
never,
but she fucking, yeah, and the shit that she be saying, like, it's scary because, you know, if you know someone that has schizophrenia, it's not like a
pleasant
idea. It's never anything positive, but like it's a fact in their mind.
Yes.
It's not an idea, a maybe memory. It's a definite fucking fact. They believe it. And
she said, she might kill you, but at least I'm safe.
At least I know I'm safe because she don't even remember me, bitch. She's introducing herself to me, which thinking now I don't have my real name on that Facebook.
Yeah.
It says Potifria, and she doesn't know me as that name.
No.
So maybe somehow her brain was like, hold on, we remember this face, but we don't know that name. Let's introduce ourselves. So I'm not gonna get murdered. You and your son, though, bitch,
we're on
y'all are not
top.
Safe. No, like jokes
we're
aside.
We're laughing. But it's true, like,
yeah.
The fixation.
It's been years.
And the other friend that was in that message.
Yes.
She fixates on her as
yes.
well.
Yes.
And it's fucking, it's a little scary, dude.
She did it with some friends that I had that I introduced her to back in the day. And, like, she popped off at the mouth and was making up shit to the point that they ran in her fucking house and fucked her up. Like, she gets herself in these situations, but she believes it.
She goes on these crazy ramblings on Facebook and says the N-word. And
yes.
The old
people that
never.
No, fuck no. And like people that from back in the day that know her are like, what the fuck is going on? But they very quickly realize she's not okay. But yeah. I just worry about the people that don't know her
right.
and think she's in her right mind talking like that.
Fuck.
Like, it's craziness. It's fucking, and I don't know if she has a caregiver. I don't know how she's alive still.
So I know
the type of shit that she would get herself in. I don't know how she's still alive.
I know she was living with her mom for a while, and her mom was like trying to take care of her, but it got too much for her mom because this person kept accusing her mom of putting dog shit in her food. Her mom would try to give her meds, and she would say she was being poisoned. Her mom was trying to poison her. And her mom finally just fucking gave up and moved away and left her in the house. And she's living by herself now. The scary thing is she fucking drives, dude.
I don't know how.
That's terrifying.
Like, she used to work at a strip club like this. And I'm how the fuck for years and years and years. And so I'm like, how the fuck? Like, I was in contact with her at one point when she was still working there. And I'm like, how the fuck are you functioning and no one has done anything to you? Like, it's crazy. I wish her the best, but like.
I believe she's on disability, though.
I wish she would get on meds. I wish that was like a requirement part of it because she could hurt somebody. She believes that y'all did something to her, that people did shit that did not do shit to her. And it's
that I stalk
scary.
Her and I break in her house and shit. Like, oh my God. I would never, like, it's scary. But I remember with my dad, like, he believed the delusion.
It's not never funny, happy Crystal. Things. It's never happy things.
Yeah, it's like running into the fucking my friend Lillian's parents' apartment and screaming, "Shut off your computers. The Chinese are spying on us." And he slid on his stomach just to really drive it home. I'm
your
fucking
childhood
11.
Friend.
I'm like, please don't fucking tell nobody. This motherfucker's crazy. Her parents are sitting on the couch in the living room.
My dad the fuck out. The fuck out.
Dude.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
She didn't. Thank God. She didn't run around telling everyone at school because I was like, I'm cooked.
Yeah.
They're all going to know.
My dad didn't do no shit like that. He was just trying to get at everybody's mom. And his shit, he would like just take the doorknobs off of everything when we would leave and shit. Like, his paranoia was different. Like, people were going to come and grab his goods, like his fucking valuables, his car stereos and shit that were stacked to the ceiling. He thought the neighbors were, I don't know the whole story of when the neighbor got stabbed and shit when he went to jail the last time. But like, I'm sure it was something to do with some paranoia.
Yeah.
Like, in... Thank God he just never did no shit like that around my friends. But I was on that ass. Like, I was like, bitch, hey, you're not, you shut your mouth. You fucking drop me off and go home, bitch. Do not talk to these people. Do not, like, and he would laugh. Like, he would
Billy
just laugh
was so
it off.
Out of it, like, it wouldn't connect. Like, and when he would get out of it, he would refer to himself in third person as daddy.
It's fucking gross. Don't do that.
Daddy got KFC.
Don't fucking do that. Daddy better go lay down and close that fucking door and stay out of Lillian's apartment, bitch. Daddy is about to embarrass the fuck out of me. Fucking army crawling into her apartment.
Bitch. Oh my God. Yes.
But fucking, it's never positive.
No.
Delusions. It's
never like we're rich,
scary.
You guys.
Yeah, we're having fun. Let's dance.
Daddy got a new car.
No. A promotion. No, it's never... We're building a swimming pool. It's never fun happiness.
No.
It's always like, we're going to fucking die.
The
like,
government put a fucking recording device in your chest. I'm cutting it open.
Yes.
I don't care that you're fucking 8 months old. It's coming out.
Yeah, it's fucking scary. I just, fuck. I wish she would get on meds because...
Yeah.
I just worry about somebody, you know. She was already somebody that would get herself in vulnerable situations on some sane shit.
Yeah,
like, on like some normal shit.
Trusted
like,
all the boys
yes,
she met.
Yes, yes,
oh, my God.
Just scary. But.
Yeah.
That was crazy to find that message, though.
Yeah. I keep having vertigo so fucking bad. Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate it. It makes me nauseous.
It's making me feel like I'm losing my mind. Every few seconds, I keep going, whoop, it's terrible.
I watched, I'm a killer. I told, hello, my man. I watched that, the new season, it's really good. And I watched Dallas Buyers Club, finally. My fucking stupid ass. I started to hit you like... Remember a listener fucking told us to watch this a while, like years ago?
Hi, it was me.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't even know it came from you. I'm trying to describe, like, yeah. Anyway, I really enjoyed it.
It's
on Netflix now.
It's the best part of the show. Every year we get to review things.
Because we have no recollection.
Them.
It's like brand new.
We be forgetting everything.
Yeah. But I guess apparently it was you that fucking recommended
it. That movie's
it,
so good, huh?
It was good.
It's really
good. I really liked it. He must have lost 100 pounds for that film.
Oh, my God.
That was like more than what's his name for Joker.
The
slimming, like he was
that
like.
That was like real character acting.
Yeah, he was like 80 fucking pounds for that movie.
That movie is really good.
Yeah.
I liked that movie a lot.
Yeah, I did too.
Did you cry?
I got emotional at the end. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for it's a great movie.
Yeah.
You guys should watch
it. It's on Netflix now, so.
It's about AIDS.
Watch that. It's about AIDS.
Of course I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Because you have it.
Mm-hmm.
We got some write-ins.
Let's do it.
I'm going to just let you pull them up because I have a tendency to pull up write-ins we already fucking read and then get halfway through them. And then I realized, no, we did do that.
And I let her, when we recorded, you know,
I did it like 3 times. So
I let her just read halfway through and just started dying laughing because we had read it like fucking 10 minutes before. It's so fun.
No, it's not. It's not fun.
Okay, here, you can read this.
Okay. I just want to thank you guys for this amazing podcast platform and community you guys have created. It's been my biggest cheat code. I first started listening to your podcast when I was 15 years old.
Wow.
Now I'm soon to be 21. With that time, I've had the opportunity of learning from your stories, mistakes, lessons, and experiences. I want to say thank you, Patafria, for talking about Santa Muerte. Once I heard her name, my life was never the same. She began to show up in my dreams. I had wrote into the show when she did, and Patafria mentioned that she was trying to reach out to me. I started to do my research at that point. It felt like my life started to fall in place. I began my devotion at 17. I had made my first statue out of wood using paintbrushes as hands and making her scythe out of a paintbrush and clay.
I love that.
Yes, and thoughtful and fucking, I love that. I wish I could send pics on here. Please send pics.
Please.
Wherever. From there, I started to see her in person through reflections. She started to come to me when I got limpias, etc. I don't think I would ever found her as soon as I did without your podcast. Thank you. I never have to worry about going hungry, not being protected, having somewhere to live, or ever being alone. That's facts.
I love that.
She's been my biggest blessing that's ever entered my life. The stories you guys have shared allow me to have perspectives on so many things and have a better appreciation for the things I've accomplished and have. I'm currently a CNA who works 72 hours a week plus school full time with the end goal of graduating with my RN in a couple years. That's fucking amazing.
Very much.
You are such an accomplished young adult. Like
15. Yeah. She started listening. Oh,
that's incredible. Incredible. I like knowing you guys have influenced my views on so many things like mental health, drug awareness, sex work, and survival. We're all just trying to figure life out. You guys make me feel less alone and keep me motivated. I pray the podcast continued success and blessings. Thank you for everything. Thank
you so much. You. And I love that you have your shit together.
Like fully. Like that's you're so dedicated and accomplishing so much. And at such a young age, like that shit is amazing to me.
I hope you're really proud of yourself. Like seriously, take time to celebrate yourself.
For sure. We're very proud of you.
Nope, not reading that. I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my mother. I'm so grateful for how much of an amazing, nurturing, and thoughtful mom she is. She was a stay-at-home mom and was so hands-on, always playing Barbies with me, picking me up as a toddler, dancing to the Backstreet Boys, and taking me with her everywhere. When I was about 6 or 7 years old, I couldn't sleep. So she gave me some NyQuil and told me to pretend I'm at a bar with the Spice Girls and drink it like a shot.
Like, what a cool
That's
mom.
That's a good mom.
I love that. I love all of that. Yes. And playing Barbies with your mom.
She used to throw pebbles at the other moms when I was in elementary school because they would block the entrance and she couldn't see me.
Love it. I love that.
You're so amazing and I'm so grateful for you. I love you so much. P.S. She calls you guys the two California chicks that have the dysfunction show.
That's us.
P.S. Did you get the books I sent for Pee-Pee?
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm assuming it's the food books because those are the most recent books that I received with no name. I know Robin sent some, but thank you so much for any books. She'd be so excited to receive books. And I shared on Patreon her trying to read her version of the book to me. On Patreon about eating, and she's like, they said it's disgusting. No, the fuck they didn't. Now I'm gonna read it because she likes to remix the books.
She's like, this is all nasty. They said it.
They said it. Yes. So we're trying. But yeah, she loves them.
All right. I'd like to stay anonymous. Hi, ladies. I want to start off by saying I love your podcast so much. I've been a listener for about 2+ years now, and I'm currently binging your last 10 episodes because I've been too busy with life. I hadn't had the time to listen, but I just love you both. Anywho, I'd like some advice. My boyfriend and I have been together for 7 years, and last year in April, we took a 6-month break. During the 6 months, he slept with 4 people, and I can't even lie. The thought of it is such a turn on. But I could never be okay with him sleeping with other people while we're together. The reason I say this is because while we fuck, he talks about me or him fucking other people and how hard it makes him and how he'd love to do a couple swap. Like I said, the thought of it makes me horny, but I don't think I could ever be a swinger couple or open our relationship. Should I be worried about him satisfying his fantasy outside of pillow talk? Thank you so much for taking the time to read and answer.
So that's a really common fantasy and for myself also. And like, it doesn't necessarily mean they want to act on it. Like I've fucked with a lot of guys that have got hard or really excited with the idea of it or like watching you get fucked, shit like that.
Fantasy.
Yeah. But I know they would never be bold enough to fuck right. in front of another man, shit like that. Like I know for a fact these people wouldn't.
Or want to watch another man fuck you.
Exactly. So, but there are some that would, you know, so it's really you guys got to communicate. Definitely and just communicate. Ask if you have any concerns, just be like, hey, like, I know we have a lot of fun talking about this, but I just want to make sure like you would never do that without me on board yeah. or whatever, you know, like, I think the fantasy is with you being there anyway. It's not like
maybe you guys can, I don't know, go to a swingers club and
just
fuck
watch
each other or just watch yeah. other couples fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not exactly. Share each
you don't
other.
Necessarily have to swap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be something. Mm-hmm. But definitely communicate.
Yeah.
All right. The next two are yours.
Dear Pat and Crystal, hey, my favorite ladies. I just wanted to say how grateful I am for the show and you guys. Love the pod so much. Anywho, I wanted to write in to shout out my bestie Boo's birthday. She would absolutely lose her mind if she heard our literal favorite people give her a birthday shout out. Happy 23rd birthday to the baddest, Siobhan. You are such an amazing blessing in my life, and I'm so happy we get to share the pod and so many other amazing things. You deserve the best birthday ever. No matter where you are, you light up the room with your loving and beautiful soul. Love you so much, Emma. That's so sweet.
Happy
birthday, Siobhan. 23. Y'all are some young babies.
Hella young. I love this. It makes me so happy.
Okay. Hi, Crystal and Pat. I'm a listener for 5 years now. Shout out to the D'Amatos for putting their teacher on. I was hoping I could get a shout out for my birthday, which is on February 1st. I'm turning 30 this year. I feel super fulfilled at my age. A Latina having my bachelor's and master's degrees. Whoop, whoop. That's amazing. Working a vice principal job.
Wow.
2 beautiful kids and a wonderful husband. What an accomplished young 29-year-old.
I didn't even know.
Jesus Christ.
Ruby was now a vice principal.
That's great. That's amazing. I've worked really hard to be where I am and continue to because it's only up from here. Y'all have always said your 30s are the best years, so I'm excited for this phase of my life.
Definitely.
They are. They're fucking amazing. Thank you for your show, for all the laughs, sometimes tears, and awareness you bring to your listeners. Definitely my fave podcast. You ladies are the best. As always, free Palestine, and may our immigrant community soon feel peace instead of living in constant fear.
Definitely.
For sure. And happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Ruby.
Hopefully we can meet you sometime.
She's so beautiful, too.
Oh, you already know her. Hopefully I can meet you sometime at one of our next events that we have coming up.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. Okay. Hey, y'all. Longtime listener, first time writing in. I've been listening since day one. Love you guys. As soon as my kids hear the opening music on YouTube, they know to leave me the hell alone for at least an hour and that I'll probably be laughing my ass off. Anywho, a couple things. Pat, I'm a 14-year-old licensed manicurist in Ohio. If you need any help or have any questions regarding doing your Gel-X at home, I do, because I want to swap out some products. I'm your girl. Hit me up on my IG, Coldest Nails LLC. That's with a K. I love doing what I do, and I'm no gatekeeper.
We love that.
We're not gatekeepers either.
Girl's girl.
Secondly, this may only be a question for Pat, but I'd love to hear feedback from you both on this. I'm 38, recently ready to just stay single for a while, but I love sex so much. That you put hella O's. It's kind of funny. Recently, I've been exploring a more kinkier side to myself. I enjoy anal. Okay. This is for Crystal, not me.
She's like, this is for Pat.
No, it's not. I enjoy anal.
Stretch your butthole?
I love my feet worshipped. Same. So someone suggested I sell feet pics. I've been doing research and watching feet porn, and now I think I want to just do foot job videos.
Get it.
The shit turns me the fuck on. Any advice to someone just starting out, or should I even do it? And how do I find a partner that's into the same shit I'm into? The older I get, the more I enjoy sex and all the freakier, nastier shit some may not be into. I feel like I'm tardy to the party on all the freaky shit. Am I too old to be selling feet videos? Help. I love y'all. Thanks for the laughs, tears, and everything in between. XOXO from Ohio. That's from Berlin. I love that name.
I don't think you're ever fucking too old.
You don't age out of kink. That's really the beauty of it. Like, escorting may become harder, shit like that. Maybe like conventional porn is different.
Yeah.
But there's different categories for everything. But kink, you never age out of. Like, I'm sure if you've been doing research and watching videos, there's like people of all fucking ages, sizes, colors, everything. That's like really the beauty of it for me. But the main advice I could give when creating content is to make sure that, like, if you climax, it's authentic. Like, it's really easy for people to fake moan. There's a lot of that fake moaning or, you know, acting in clips and stuff. That's kind of what set me apart and why I did so well for so long with shit, is because I make sure that I actually have
enjoy
authentic. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And that really goes a long way with a client.
Yeah.
They don't want someone to be pretending. They want someone that's going to have fucking fun.
Someone going
with them.
Like, yeah. Fucking porn.
And I've had people explain it like, I'm coming, but you're pretending to come. Like, that fucks with me a little bit.
Yeah, it's probably a drain to the ego too.
Yeah, it would fuck with me too. But like me, I'm so self-centered in that way that, like, I don't care if you finish or not. I'm going to. I'm the priority here. I'm the person that I'm going to be most focused on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm able to do that in my line of work. But just in any content, just make sure that you convey how good of a time you're having, and they'll really fucking appreciate that. You'll do well.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. And that sounds fun. If you want to, like, meet, or I was going to say just mention it to any guys, because as long as you cut their face off, men be down to have foot jobs on video. They would love it. Or you could get into the kink community on FetLife, search like fetish gatherings, parties, whatever in your area, meet friends that way.
Yeah.
But just the average guy, they've always been down for content. Just hide the face. Some don't even give a fuck about hiding the face. But yeah, you won't have no problem finding people
good to look forward with.
Yeah.
Report back.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. We have some patrons that we would like to thank. Can you pull up the names?
Mm-hmm. And
yeah. Okay. And we just want to thank you guys. I finally sent out the January merch winners for the raffle that we do on Patreon every month. We include all tiers. So even the free tier is included in the raffles. When you join, just private message us your size and your shipping info. We always confirm shipping info anyway, but you're automatically included in the merch raffles. And please join because we have a chat. Crystal live streams there all the fucking time.
I love that. It's party line.
We have a Discord that you'll have access to. Like, we have a lot going on over there. Yeah. In addition to the additional weekly content.
Yeah.
So it's a good
time. It's a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
That Patreon chat is probably my favorite place to be,
honestly. It is. I go there. Now that I peek in there and talk now, I don't really go on Twitter as much. And as much as I like people, it just sucks because I have people on Twitter that I don't have anywhere else. So I like to stay in touch with them, but I really want to delete that account.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. But just join Patreon because it's fun. Yeah, it is. I love everyone there so much.
Me too.
Okay. Riley, Bree, Serafina, Ruby Esparza, Kiernan Evanger, Memes, Mariella Witchy Rich, Caitlin Brooks, Gloria Vega, Gustavo Villaseñor, Bethany Baylor, Bex, Mo909, Kaylinda O, Haley Not Holly, and Bertha Perez. Thank you guys so much for joining us at the clubhouse. Make yourself at home.
Yeah.
We hope you love comfy. It. Mm-hmm.
And share us, you know. I got an eyelash that keeps going in my eye. It's making me fucking.
You have chopped like in bangs in your eyeballs.
No.
That's what it is.
Fuck. Share us. Leave us a review.
I'm about to be late for my appointment.
All that good stuff. She gets to go. We love you. Suck it easy.
Yes, go to bed.